We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Military Bowl Preview Show, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics.
Tar Heels going for it on fourth and short. They get it. First down and more. 20, 15, 10, 5. How about a touchdown?
Now, live from top of the hill, this is the Military Bowl Preview Show. Here is your host, Jones Angel.
Welcome to Mac Brown Live from Top of the Hill Restaurant here in Chapel Hill. This is not Jones Angel. Jones Angel has already headed out west with the basketball team for the game against Gonzaga on Wednesday night. This is Rick Steinbacher. I've had the good fortune of pinch hitting for Jones a couple of times before on this show, but never with my very own coach, our Hall of Famer coach, Mac Brown. Coach, thanks for letting me be a part of your show tonight.
Thank you, Rick, and what a great crowd. Thank you all very much for coming, and we're fresh off of a win off of NC State, may I say, that was very exciting for all of our guys, and love the way they did it. It was dominating fashion, and not only did we beat our rival, which we struggled with a little bit lately, but we also got eligible for a bowl game, and now the guys are preparing really hard to go to D.C. and hope everybody will go with us. So it's got a lot of fun times ahead.
Coach, you've got a lot of goals every season, but I know big ones for you are beating Duke and beating State. You did that, and then getting to that bowl game. What does this bowl berth mean for your program in your first year back?
Well, when Sally and I met with the kids the first time we met them last year, we said, don't have any plans for Christmas because we're going to be somewhere. And a couple of times this year, I wondered if I lied to them, but they came through and did really, really well. So, number one, it's a goal that you have every year. You need to end up playing in a bowl game. Why a lot of these young guys don't have a very good Christmas at home. We were at Texas one year, and Sally sat there and talked to one of the players after he came back from Christmas and said, how was Christmas? And he had tears in his eyes, and he said, Miss Sally, we don't have Christmas. We don't have any money at home. So I took my bowl gifts, and I wrapped them up and gave them to my little brothers and little sisters. And we didn't get to eat because we didn't get to eat on Christmas Day. So one thing that we learned at that time is when people say 6-6 teams or 5-7 teams with academic accomplishments shouldn't be going to bowls, this is about more than who someone thinks should be going to bowls. This is about young people who have experiences that they wouldn't get at home, that get gifts that they wouldn't get unless they go to bowls. It's about a staff that's worked so hard all year, and the staff and their kids get to go have fun in D.C. and stay in a nice hotel. And so it's about a lot more than just a ball game. And the rewards are much more important than just a reward of going to a bowl, because our kids will, a lot have never been to D.C. They're going to see monuments. They'll be around the White House. It'll be an educational week for them as well. And then we love the armed forces, so we get to play in the stadium there at Annapolis and Navy, and I can't wait to be where our Navy plays every week and represents our country so well. So there's so many reasons for taking kids for a bowl game. Now, at the end, selfishly, for a coach, you get 15 practices in spring. Three of those have to be in shorts, so you really get 12 practices. We're going to have 10 practices in pads before this bowl game. So we will have another spring practice that people that aren't going to bowls don't have. So we're actually having like a spring practice, a preseason practice with our young ones right now. We're hitting them a lot. We're learning a lot about them. We will, after signing date on Wednesday, we'll take all the guys that we've signed and we'll take their video and show it to our team on Thursday morning and say, you remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a guy that's going to beat you out. You better hustle and you better work hard. And here's a guy that's going to beat you out. And then all the players say, oh, man, you're out of here. You can't play anymore. So it's a fun time for us to get to look at all the young guys. And we're working on Temple some now, but we'll work more when we get to D.C.
The first time coach told me he was trying to out-recruit me, I took it a little bit personally. But then I got it by the time I graduated.
Yeah, Brian Simmons.
You did it.
Yeah, he out-recruited Rick. No. Now, Rick was a captain, did great. We do have a lot of Rick Steinbacher rules, but one of the rules that we have for Rick is that we never hit the first day of practice for the bowl game because they've been on a couple of weeks for finals. And the first week that Rick came back and we were playing West Virginia in the Gator Bowl, we're having a full-speed inside drill, and he broke his wrist. So we lost our captain for the bowl game, and I said since that day we will never, ever hit. On the first day back, we will go back into an orientation before we hit. So Rick's rule got the guys to be in shorts on Saturday morning.
Love having a rule named after me. Hey, Coach, we got a lot to cover. We'll spend the next segment talking about the state game. But two performances in that game capped off amazing years and two of the biggest storylines for your team this year. The first one, Sam Howell, over 400 yards against NC State. That secured for him the number one spot in the ACC regular season in yards passing per game at almost 280. His stats, 3,300 yards, 35 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. In terms of yards, TDs, and interceptions, he's in a class of two. There's Sam Howell and Heisman Trophy winner Joe Burrow. Coach, what a year for Sam Howell.
Yeah, just great year for Sam. And thank goodness he's a freshman. That makes it more fun. Right now, he is the person in our program that everybody looks to see that the future is so bright. So recruits want to play with him. He's got a lot of people gravitating to him. And I left the office a few minutes ago, and he's in there with Phil Longo watching Temple. I mean, that's just who he is. He's a gym rat. He works so hard. He did a good job of staying healthy because we knew we didn't have much experience behind him. I saw him running in the – he ran a zone read play in the Mercer game. And I am screaming, and I don't know whether to scream at him or Coach Longo about him running in the Mercer game when the game's already over. And I'm going, no, get down, get down. And he finally got out of bounds. And then I started yelling at Coach Longo. And Coach Longo said, well, he should have handed it off. I said, don't give him a choice. I don't want him hurt. So – hopefully we'll get Jace Reuter well. Hopefully we'll have some other guys coming in and we can run him more next year because in the spread offense, you need to be able to run the quarterback, and we weren't able to do that. And that hurt us in the red zone. It hurt us on third down and four, and it took away some of the things that we could have done better offensively. So I think the future is even brighter than what we've seen this year. And all the offensive players, all the starters are back really except Charlie Heck next year. So we're working the same team that will open up against Central Florida and in Orlando next year for the opening game on ESPN on Thursday or Friday night. So that ought to be fun. And defensively, we got 4 or 5 that we got to replace. So it's a future looks bright.
Last storyline I want to cover in this break is just the other big name. Sam Howell, top passer in the ACC. Chaz Surratt with 10 tackles against NC State, the leading tackler in the ACC, his first year ever as a linebacker.
Yes, thank you. As good a story as Sam Howell is, I think that Chaz Surratt's a better story. I'll still never forget going to the South Carolina game with Jeremiah Kimmel, who's never played at linebacker in a college game, and Chaz Surratt, who's never played at linebacker. He was a quarterback the year before. So we're playing against South Carolina with nobody that's ever played linebacker on our team. And I'm sitting there, and I think I might have mentioned this earlier in the year, but Feaster, their big running back, gets up in the hole. Chaz comes up, and he tries to hit him and Feaster bounces off and goes 40 yards for a touchdown. Jay Bateman is just chewing Surratt out, and I thought, he's never made a tackle. This is the first time he's ever seen a guy in a hole, so let's give him at least a quarter before we start yelling at him. And now he's one of the best linebackers in the country. So, and I think he'll come back next year, all indications are, and I really think if he continues to improve, he'll be a high draft choice next year. He's really done well.
Coach, you mentioned it already. Awesome crowd here tonight. Another opportunity this week to see Coach Brown and his entire staff. We're going to have a signing day celebration this Wednesday night, 6 o'clock in the Blue Zone. You must be a season ticket holder to attend. But if you're not, that's okay. You can make your deposit for 2020 season tickets and then come join us at the Blue Zone this coming Wednesday night, two nights from tonight, $25. You'll hear all about the new signees, see highlight films, meet our coaching staff, and much, much more. We got a lot to do when we come back. We're going to cover the All-ACC team. We'll talk about Temple. We'll talk about the banquet. We'll talk about the seven guys who graduated this weekend. So much more to do back here at Top of the Hill. For now, this is Mac Brown live from Learfield IMG College.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to Top of the Hill in downtown Chapel Hill for Mac Brown Live, the 2019 Military Bowl edition of Mac Brown Live. If you've got questions, you can phone them in, 866-827-4335. That's 866-TAR-HEEL. You can tweet, it's Jones Angel with two L's, or you can tweet me, although I'm not sure I am savvy enough to do that while I'm up here. But I'm at Rick Steins if you want to get us some questions, and we'll get them to Coach in a later segment of the show. Coach, NC State 41-10, four touchdowns in the third quarter. What did you say to those guys at halftime?
Well, it's like my mother told me once, whatever I said at halftime, I should have said in pregame. We wouldn't have been behind at halftime. So, no, what we said, I thought the guys gained a lot of confidence against Mercer. And I said that. They had fun. They competed with each other, but they loved watching their teammates do well. And it was one of the few times all year I saw them enjoy themselves and be animated and enjoy football. And weirdly enough, I thought even though the opponent wasn't near as good as we were, they gained a lot of confidence. And at the first half of the NC State game, we said, you know what, this shouldn't even be close. We're a lot better. Just play. Just relax and play. We're going to a bowl. We're going to have a great second half. But you got to play. We're not playing very well. And we were slipping, and things weren't going well. And somebody said, well, Coach, we're slipping. I said, they're not. So stand up. Let's don't be stupid here. This just looks ridiculous. So I think the best thing was that the confidence that they gained in the latter part of the season really came out that third quarter, and then they just took over and they dominated. And they're learning how to win. You stop them, you turn it over, you go score them. It's not a complicated game. And when they started getting the turnovers, they knew they were scoring so fast that this was a lot of fun. And I think we really grew up. I hope we'll see some of that in D.C.
We talked about Sam and Chaz already. We're going to focus on some of the other stars of the game, which means it's time now for Champions of the Gridiron, where we highlight the MVPs from the NC State game, brought to you by UNC Healthcare, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds to help keep you in the game at your very best. See their lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports. Coach, obviously, if Sam had 401 yards passing, the receivers had a big day, too. Daz Newsome, 7 catches, 130 yards and a touchdown. De'Ami Brown, 6 catches, 150 yards and a touchdown. What were your impressions of those two great performances?
They have really improved since the first of the year. We dropped too many passes. And the last few games, we didn't drop many passes. And I think a lot of that credit goes to Lonnie Galloway, our receivers coach, because coaching matters. And we said, both these guys want to be pro players. We've told them, you're not going to be pro players if you drop balls. So they're not going to sign guys. They're not going to pay you money if you don't catch them. And it's all about focus. And the last few weeks, we had three incompleted deep balls at Pittsburgh. We dropped three at Georgia Tech. We've given up a lot of points this year because we either overthrew it or we didn't catch it. And in this ball game, they just did the things they were supposed to do deep. And I think we've thrown as many deep balls for touchdowns as anybody in the country. It's been a wonderful year in that area. And when we have to continue to do that in the bowl game. But Daz has improved so much. He needs to continue to get better. And the same with Diami. I think that they're really, really good. Bo Corrales dropped two or three balls the first game. I think he had 15 family members there. And he never had that many, so sometimes they try too hard. And he tried so hard we took him out because he was dropping balls. So since you want your family to see you play, catch it. You get to stay in. It's not complicated. Again, it's really simple. So really like where we are on offense. We've still got to do a better job. We'll talk about Temple later, but they've got a tremendous front seven and a great pass rush. So our offensive line's really got a challenge up at Annapolis.
Defensively, Coach, you've had so many injuries in the secondary this year. I keep waiting for you to tell me to go in at safety. You haven't done that, but another guy, Don Chapman.
We were close.
Don Chapman, four tackles, an interception, and a pass broken up for a true freshman against State. How's he developed this year?
Don's really a cool young man. He's from San Diego. I didn't think he would come. Jay Bateman was recruiting him at Army, and he's that type student. So Jay said, let's go take a shot. I said, why would he come here? He had Colorado, and he had USC, and he had Oregon, he had Washington. And I said, that guy's not coming here. And he fell in love with the place when he came. And he's been when we had enough guts to play another freshman in the secondary at safety, he's really helped us, and he's gotten better. And I think he's a superstar about to happen moving forward. And when you get to know him, he's a special young man. And the guys, he's so far away from home for Christmas. And does he go back home and come back here? Probably not. He'll stay here and go home with some other kids and then go up to the bowl game. But I think his mom's trying to come to the bowl game. So he's a wonderful story and somebody all of us can embrace because he took a chance and he came a long way from home. And he's got to have a lot of people that are family around him, and it's working right now.
Coach, you alluded to this in the first segment, but the All-ACC team came out this week, 11 Tar Heels on the All-ACC team, 6 on offensive loan, Daz Newsom, Diami Brown, Charlie Heck, Sam Howell, Michael Carter, Javonte Williams. What you alluded to a moment ago, 6 of those guys, only one of them we lose this year. What will it be like to have that many good, successful offensive guys coming back next year?
I think our coaches will stay. So when you've got the same staff for a second year, and then you've got the same players basically for the second year, you just get so much better. And that's what we can do. And then you add pieces to it. And the thing that we need, the bench is your best motivator. And if you've got competition and a guy's not doing well, you can say, come here, sit next to me until you grow up and play. That's a whole lot better than yelling at him and screaming at him and demeaning him. Just come here, sit right here until you grow up. And we need that, and we're going to have a better chance to do that in the spring than we did last spring, both sides of the ball.
4 Tar Heels on the All-ACC defensive team, linebacker Chaz Surratt, defensive lineman Jason Strobridge, Aaron Crawford, and safety Miles Dorn. A little bit different story there, Coach. 3 of those 4 guys are gone after this year.
Yeah, we've got to replace some really good players and leaders on defense. We didn't have as many first-teamers as I would have liked, and I told them that's about winning. You got to win more games to have more first-teamers. You'll have representation, but we won't get as many awards as you guys deserve till we start winning all the games.
The other great news for Carolina in the All-ACC postseason awards, offensive and overall rookie of the year, Sam Howell. Pretty cool photo of Sam Howell, offensive rookie of the year, standing next to Julius Peppers, North Carolina's legend at the ACC banquet. I think that's about the only time Sam would want to have Julius Peppers with his arm around him.
Yeah, no, you want him on your team too. And we need to get Julius back more. He's represented all of us so well, and he's a guy that loves this place. And he was so nice to Sam, and Sam just adores him. As all of us look up to Julius, and hopefully we'll get him back a lot more next fall. He's been so busy with the Panthers, he's had trouble getting back down.
Well, that's a good recap of the NC State game. Again, a 41-10 win over the folks over in Raleigh. We've got a lot more to do when we come back. And this is Mac Brown Live from Learfield, IMG College.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store. Plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Don't just throw a tailgate, own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouthwatering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
If you're a Tar Heel fan, you know what a winning lineup looks like. Tough, dependable, and versatile. So if you're looking for a new car, check out Honda's impressive award-winning roster. Civic, CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Fit, Odyssey, and the 2019 Accord. Named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 33 times. With standard Honda sensing and turbocharged engine. Find your Honda at your Honda dealers of the Carolinas today.
Car and Driver, January 2019.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
There are certain things your vehicle doesn't like. Nails in the road, that person who dinged your door, and the icy mistress that is winter. Cold weather can do a number on your battery. So if it's feeling sluggish while starting, stop by Advance Auto Parts. We'll test it for free. And if it needs to be replaced, we have batteries starting at just $79.99. Best part, installation is free. Think ahead, think Advance. At Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. Free installation with purchase, most vehicles, most locations.
Welcome back to Mack Brown Live in front of an absolutely slam-packed Top of the Hill restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Quick ticket reader here. If you did not have season tickets during the 2019 season, I'm going to go off script here, what the heck were you thinking? Six awesome sold-out games, every game close, so much excitement in Keenan Stadium this season. You can correct it next year. You can go ahead and put your deposit down for 2020 season tickets right now. And if you did have 2019 season tickets, you're going to get your renewal information the week of January 6th. All that information will come out, and we need you to do it all over again next year. We need to sell out every single game in Keenan Stadium. And instead of 5 for 6 of great crowds, we got to go 6 for 6 with great crowds next year. Coach already mentioned it. We'll open up on the road against Central Florida Labor Day weekend. We'll play Auburn in Atlanta September 12th. And then we've got 6 home games, JMU, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, Pittsburgh, NC State, and a late season non-conference game against UConn. So make sure you get those season tickets.
And Rick, let me say that you fans that showed up every week are the reason that we're going to have a great recruiting class. Because that was one of the biggest questions that we had in recruiting, is people kept saying, well, they don't show up. Nobody cares. Look around. We got pictures. So everybody showed up. Only 8 teams in America sold out every game. You all were one of those 8. So thank you so much.
Coach, I love that picture. You walk into the football center, and if you go off to the right, there's a picture of Keenan Stadium slam-packed over a drone or a blimp or something that took it against Miami. What a message to send to those recruits.
Yeah, it's a great message. They see it every day, and I think we won that game.
We did. All right, Coach, I want to ask you this question. Some college football coaches have a banquet, some don't. After a couple of years of not having one here in Chapel Hill, you brought it back this year, and I think you've always had a banquet. Why?
We've always had a banquet because we want to really honor our seniors. That's the last time they're here. So 12 graduated the other day, 7 walked, I think, and this is it. So the last time they play in Kenan Stadium is really important to me because it's emotional that they've spent 4 or 5 years here, and it's the last time they'll ever walk in that stadium as a player. And then all of a sudden you've got maybe another away game. That's your last game. It's very emotional in that locker room. And then if you've got a bowl game, you get one more chance to have your team together. And then when we leave Annapolis on Friday, that'll be the last time that team will ever get together. And you can't talk about team being family and team being together unless you mean it. And to me, and it's something Sally and I started a long time ago, as you start looking at how you honor those guys and separate them a little bit from your team, because you want everybody to look forward to being that senior and being that leader and what happens at the end when they all get together. So we just started the senior banquet with you, I think, and your group. And what we do is we honor them. They're in tux. They sit up front. They have a speaker. We have highlight films of them. We give them a jersey that with their name on it that's framed. And all of the other guys thank them for being there and thank them for all they've done. Even if a guy didn't play, he participated enough that he did some good things while he was here. And that's the last time most of those guys will ever play. Few will go on to pro ball. Maybe some make it. Maybe some don't. If you do, the average time in the NFL is 3.4 years if you make it. So most of their football's over. And you know, you go back and remember your banquet. You remember things that happened. You remember your last game. You remember your bowl game. All of those things are things that I want our guys to really remember, and that's why this banquet's special.
Coach, I'm going to quickly rattle off the award winners, but ask you about two of these awards specifically. Strength and Conditioning Award, Patrice Renee. The Rehab Award, Aaron Crawford. The Newcomer Awards, Offense, Marcus McKeithen. Defense, Chaz Surratt. Special Teams, Ben Kiernan. The one of the two that I want to ask you about is a new award, the Bill Coleman Award for all-around athletics, academics, leadership. This year that went to Jake Lawler. Why did you want to create a Bill Coleman Award, and why was Jake the winner?
Well, Bill has been really special to us in so many ways. He was a great player here. He was an NFL player, and he and his family have always given back, and they love this place so much. And we lost Bill a month ago or something. And what we thought is that he cared so much about what was right outside of football. And you that knew him, every time he'd see you, he'd beat you up. He's one of those, hey, man, you have to get pads when you see Bill coming. Oh, my God, brace, here he comes. But we felt like that we needed an award for somebody who did something special outside of football. We didn't want it to just be the one that had the best grades. We wanted to be the one that gave us something more than anything else. And they gave us something in academics. They gave us something personally that we couldn't get. And this year, the guy that won it is Jake Lawler, who came out and talked about his depression and thoughts about killing himself. And there's no telling how many people he's changed their lives or saved their lives, and how tough for a young guy to stand up and say, things haven't been good in my life, and I've thought about things that aren't good, and I'm sharing them with you now because I want you to do better. And we thought that's really courageous, and it's helped so many different people that we thought he was the person that deserved that award.
MVPs?
Yeah, he was an MVP for sure.
MVPs on offense, Sam Howell. Defense, Jason Strobridge. Special teams, Antonio Williams. 5 team captains as voted on by the team. Sam Howell, Charlie Heck on offense, Jason Strobridge, Miles Dorn on defense, and British Brooks on special teams. Coach, your first year back, what do those 5 captains mean to you?
Well, they're the guys that the team picked to be their leaders. And there's no better honor than your peers to pick you as the leader on the team. And those are the guys that got the best awards. The others are chosen by the coaches. Those are chosen by the players. And it really surprises us sometimes who they choose. And like British Books, we would not have thought a walk-on would have been chosen the special teams captain. But good for him, and he should have been. He's cheering every minute of every game, and he's so upbeat and positive every morning when we see him at 6 o'clock in the morning. And and all of that is really, really special.
The other awesome part about the banquet, Coach.
Yeah, and Rick, I wanted to say something else, too. When you talk about a young man like Jake Lawler, people say, well, why isn't he playing it? He wants to be a playwright, I guess, Sally. So he's going to go to L.A., and he's going to be famous, I think. And he said, I'm ready to move on. So he's a graduate. And instead of coming back for his fourth year, he told us, can you help me? Let's and his mom and dad were in the movie business. So a lot of guys feel like that their football's up, even maybe before people think it should be, but that's their choice and their decision. So I'm so proud of him that he came to me and said, hey, if it's okay with you, I'd like to walk. I'm graduating. I've got some time left, but I'd like to start my life out in L.A. and start over. And a lot of young guys do that, and that's really cool that he's ready to get the next chapter of his life started.
Not just graduated from UNC in 3 years.
Yeah.
That is amazing. And speaking of movie producers, the guy I was about to refer to, Greg Ellis, All-American, first-round draft pick. Wow, Coach, he told a story about a father sacrificing for a son. He challenged the seniors. He challenged the current players or the returning players. And, boy, did he have some wonderful things to say about Sally and Mac Brown.
Yeah, no, he was so sweet about Sally and I, and you can see why we won. You look up at him. I mean, he's, 6'6", 290 still. But he's making movies, and he's such a great father and a great husband and a graduate and came back, and we didn't tell him what to say, but, boy, he had a great message for those kids. Couldn't be any better than it was, so I'm really, really proud of Greg.
Coach, before we go to break, we're going to knock out our Cruisers question of the week. This comes from Corey, and speaking of Greg Ellis. Corey wants to know your recollection of the Judgment Day game versus Florida State, and could the Tar Heels have won the national championship that season?
No, because we couldn't beat them. They were really, really good. It was two of the best defenses in the country. We were the number one defense. I think they were number two. We couldn't score. It was 20-3. They couldn't score, and we couldn't score. And it was a huge crowd, and I think game day was here, and it was packed at 2 in the afternoon for a 7 o'clock game. I remember Coach Bowden walking out in the stadium, looked around, said, hey, boy, I never thought I'd see this. It's really cool. I thought, well, that's good, and then he beat us. But we had to get better. We had to get better in the offensive line because we couldn't protect Keldorf, our quarterback at that time, and that was the difference. Now, I think we're in a better position now to challenge people in this league to win the league and get to the playoff than we were then because there's so many more people in the state of North Carolina. So you got more players here, and that gives us more options if we just keep the guys at home.
Thank you, Corey, for our Cruisers question of the night. You'll receive a $25 gas gift card, courtesy of Cruisers. Fountain drinks with chewy ice, guaranteed fresh coffee, and high-performance gasoline. Cruisers, let's go. We'll be back soon. This is Mac Brown Live from Learfield IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
Owning an LS tractor is about a lot of things.
For me, it's about lift capacity.
It's about the hydraulics.
Owning an LS, it's about how well it's made.
Steel, baby.
More features.
Standard features.
It's about the land.
Making it better.
Having something to pass down.
It's about owning the best.
Find your local LS dealer at lstractorusa.com and see what it's about for you.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
As official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics, Wells Fargo understands being a Tar Heel fan means there's no off-season. With the Wells Fargo Tar Heels debit card, you can show off your Carolina pride no matter where you are. It's your colors, your team, your card. Visit wellsfargo.com and search Card Design Studio or stop by and speak to a Wells Fargo team member to learn more. 2019 Wells Fargo Bank, NA, all rights reserved.
When it comes to your favorite team, you've got a lot to be passionate about. Same is true with the all-new adventure-ready Ford Ranger. Once you experience the boundary-pushing off-road tech and legendary Ford toughness, you'll become a big fan of Ranger, too. The only adventure gear built Ford tough. Drive it home. Drive it now. Drive it like a Ford. See your Carolina Ford dealer, proud sponsor of today's game.
Welcome back to Mack Brown Live from a jam-packed Top of the Hill restaurant in downtown Chapel Hill. Coach alluded to this a moment ago. Seven Tar Heels participated in fall commencement exercises on Sunday. Congratulations to Carl Tucker, Chaz Surratt, Charlie Heck, Roscoe Johnson, Corey Bell, Tommy Hatton, and Jason Strobridge from earning their degrees from the University of North Carolina. Coach, you got a lot going on. You got bowl practice going on, and you got signing day in 48 hours. It's so much different. I mean, even last year, I think you signed half your class in December and half in February. This year, probably the whole class in December. How are you managing the bowl practice and getting ready for signing day?
Well, it's definitely multitasking, but it's so much simpler than it was last year. Last year, it was all over the place. Man, it's crazy. And now we'll sign most of the guys Wednesday. And then we might sign a guy or two in February, but not. We don't have anybody right now that we would sign. We've got Kyra Kendrick, on-campus recruiting coordinator, Billy High, our recruiting coordinator, and I couldn't call you special assistant, but in charge of all of our graphic design, Becca Bennett here. So let's say thank you for them for such a great recruiting class. And I threatened all the coaches today to make sure that we have no surprises on Wednesday. The surprises you have on signing day are usually not good. It's usually somebody not coming. You don't have somebody usually just call out of the blue and say, hey, I think I'm going to come. Okay, good. Come on. So they're calling the coaches tonight. They're calling the players every hour. They're calling the parents. And everything's good, right? You're still signing, right? Things are good. So I feel really, really good about Saturday.
Coach, two phrases that just stand out.
Excuse me, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Two phrases that stand out in my mind when I think of you in recruiting is from your first tenure, I remember you always saying, we're going to win with nice kids who graduate. And now this time you always talk about it's not a four-year decision, it's a 40-year decision. How do phrases like that shape not only who you recruit, but how you recruit them?
Well, it's easy to say it's a 40-year decision, not a four-year decision when I'm sitting here next to you. And I've got Tommy Thigpen on the staff and Corey Holiday and Dwight Hollier and Tommy Thigpen and Dre Bly. I mean, that's easy because we're doing what we say we're doing. And then when we bring recruits in, it's really easy for Rick to sit there, and we haven't changed much in the 30-something years you and I have known each other. And in fact, all the guys say, yep, the more things change, fewer things change because we're still doing the same stuff. So that's an easy sell for the parents. That we are who we say we are, and we're taking care of kids 40 years later that are no longer kids. When Sally saw she saw Rick at the Hall of Fame induction party last year that Bubba and Larry and the people gave us, Sally walks up to Rick and says, how old are you? We thought 35, 36, and he said 47, and Sally said, oh, no, man, not 47. Come on, don't tell me you're 47. So this is more than 40 years. We have to go to 50 now, mm-hmm. See, with what we're doing. But we do want to win with bright young people that do what's right and want to graduate from here, and that's our goal. And one of the things that Sally and I decided when we came back is we were going to make sure that we never recruited in. We didn't want to hire anybody we didn't like, and we didn't want to sign anybody that we didn't like. And that it was really important that we were around nice people that had earned the right to be at our school. And that's what we're trying to do.
I'm at a year 30. I'm feeling pretty good about what it's going to look like at year 40. Coach, you've also recruited the former players. At your behest, we've created the Carolina football family. How important is it for recruits to see the former guys back here and embracing not only you and your staff, but their former teammates?
Well, it's really important because you guys are the ones that built the place, and there's some other guys in this room that have done the same. And if you're not welcome back to your place that you built, what an awful message. So it's really, really important to us that we embrace the past and it embraces the future. And we bring Dwight Hollier brings a group back, and it's called Well Healed, and ex-players speak to our team once a month in the spring, and they talk to them about what they wish they'd done different, what they learned while they were here, and if I had to do over again, I would have changed these things, and that's really been helpful for the guys as well. So it's just been fun. It's been fun having the ex guys around. It's been fun renewing relationships with old friends. It's been fun making new friends, and Sally and I've had a blast.
Coach, one other piece from the banquet I wanted to mention. Another speaker, the newly named permanent chancellor, Kevin Guskowitz. His comments were really, really powerful. Two things about his comments. Obviously, number one, he announced a contract extension for Coach Brown, already having his contract extended after being here barely a year in Chapel Hill. And Kevin got up and he talked about how when he started his concussion research in 1995, he said he honestly believes there's one coach in America that would have let him do that. And the impact that had on his research and his career is something that he very much appreciates, you allowing him to do that back in 1995.
Well, thank you very much. I've always been able to look into the future, and I said 2019, I'm going to come back as head coach. He's going to be chancellor, so I better suck up to him now. And by golly, it worked. Thank goodness I didn't say, hell no. Yeah. Who cares about concussions? No, I wouldn't have. Thank goodness we said it right a long time ago. And the other thing, that the before you go further, it's been really interesting. We're recruiting so well. Billy and Kyra would tell you that people are getting after us now. So you got to say something negative. So let's see. We won more games than they thought. And we look good doing it. We fill the stands. Our facilities are fixed. What can we say negative about these people? So they're saying, I'm not going to be here very long. And I thought, what a great compliment from these great schools that are worried about us in the first year of recruiting. And in my first year back, they're talking about me being through. So that's pretty cool. We have to thank them. Every time a recruit tells me that, I said, thank you for telling me that. They are scared to death.
Coach, we talked about managing recruiting and bowl practice. Reed, from here in the slam-packed top of the hill, he's not letting you get any rest. He wants to know, what are your plans after the bowl game?
Oh, gosh, Reed, we have to ask Sally after the bowl game. That's without question. But no, we have a couple of grandkids coming to the game, which will be fun. They're going to come back with us, and then we've got some more grandkids that will probably join us after they leave us. So I think we've got grandkids will be wearing us out till we go back to work on January 5th.
We're going to head into our next break, but as we do, I want to remind you again, Mac and Sally Brown, their local charity of choice is UNC Children's, the state's only public hospital for children. As part of our partnership with UNC Healthcare and UNC Children's, we had a kids champion join us on the field for the coin toss at each home game this year, and we're lucky enough to have two of them back here again tonight celebrating this event with us. So we want to welcome Asael and Talon from UNC Children's. We're so happy they're here joining us, and we're so happy they're a part of our partnership with UNC Children's, dedicated to caring for champions of all kinds to help keep you in the game at your very best. See their lineup again at unchealthcare.org/sports. We'll be back in a moment. This is Mac Brown live from Learfield IMG College.
Don't just throw a tailgate. Own the tailgate with a Bojangles Big Bow Box. Only Bojangles brings the flavor to every tailgate with mouth-watering chicken, fresh buttery biscuits, flavorful fixings, and freshly steeped legendary iced tea. Because how can you expect to win the game if you don't win the tailgate? Own the tailgate and feed all the hungry tailgaters in your group with an 8, 12, or 20-piece Big Bow Box. Bojangles, it's bow time, y'all.
UNC fans, when you're looking for a unique shopping and dining experience, make Crabtree Valley Mall your game day, any day, all day destination. Crabtree offers more than 200 unique shops like Southern Marsh, Brooks Brothers, Oakley, Allen Edmonds, Coach, Altered State, and the Disney Store, plus restaurants like the Cheesecake Factory, Fleming's Prime Steakhouse, Uncle Julio's Mexican from Scratch, and Seasons 52 Fresh Grill. Visit us at shopcrabtree.com. Crabtree Valley Mall, Linwood Avenue, Raleigh.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace wants to give you two tickets and a VIP experience to the Carolina Duke game in the Smith Center on February 8th. One lucky winner will receive two tickets to the game, a pregame reception, photos on the court, and more. To enter, simply text HEELS to 343434 between now and January 28th. Details and more ways to enter at cruisers.net/Smith Center. Cruisers, let's go.
The Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the highly recognized mark of distinction in college athletics across all divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow your favorite team's pursuit for excellence in this prestigious annual award through the directorscup.com, USA Today, or L Director's Cup on Twitter. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics since 1993.
Crown Honda of South Point is proud to sponsor the UNC Tar Heels. We share a commitment to excellence and a strong desire to be the best. That's why we offer top-notch service, a huge selection, and a 110% guarantee on our already low price tags. Call, click, or come by Crown Honda of South Point, just 1 mile from the streets of South Point in Durham. Or visit us online at southpointhonda.com. This is Crown Honda of South Point, wishing the Tar Heels the best season ever.
Your purchase of Honda's new vehicle at the lower price. Only refund you 110% difference. Not valid if you need it. Take this towards price changes or trade-ins.
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Welcome back to Mac Brown Live. Got a busy broadcast schedule this week, obviously. Jones isn't even here tonight. This Wednesday, December 18th, men's basketball will play Gonzaga, who is now number 2 in the country. Game will tip off at 9 p.m. with an 8 p.m. airtime. They'll follow that up this Saturday, December 21st. Men's basketball will take on 7-4 UCLA in Las Vegas. That's a 3 p.m. tip with a 2 p.m. airtime. No broadcast on December 25th, but Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays to everybody here. We've got our own Santa Claus here at Top of the Hill. He looks a lot like Pat Reed. I don't think I've ever seen Santa Claus with a beard in his right hand, but Pat, we love you and everything you do for Carolina.
And jolly old St. Nick.
Jolly old St. Nick. And then Friday, December 27th, football against Temple in the Military Bowl, 12 noon kickoff, 11 a.m. airtime. We need many Carolina fans there. Lots of folks have already bought their tickets. If you haven't already, get them. It'll be a wonderful trip up to Annapolis to play in historic Navy Stadium against the Temple Owls, who we'll talk about in just a moment. Coach, you mentioned the impact of players at bowl games. I think another neat thing that people probably don't realize is your whole staff and all their children go, and they're together celebrating the holidays for a whole week.
No, it is. It's celebration for the hard work that everybody does. And the kids love it. The staff loves it. Everybody does their work, and then there's some free time. We go practice. They get to go play. And it's just a wonderful way to say thank you for people that have worked so hard in Kenan Fieldhouse to make all this happen. And there's a lot of people that you never know, you never see, and this is a simple reward for them and their children. I think all of our two girls are coming back. Our two boys are coming. They've never missed a bowl game. Our two girls are leaving their families and their in-laws to come, so it's not good, but they didn't care. Sally and I said, don't come, just stay. And they said, nope, we've never missed a bowl game, so we're coming. Like I said, two of the grandkids are coming. The other four cannot, but it'll be fun for all of them as well. And then we got to win.
Coach, this will be your 22nd bowl trip in your career. You obviously have tons of memories. Does any one or two stick out from either Carolina or Texas?
I'm trying to think. When we played Texas when we were here before, and Leon Johnson fell in love with a trainer from the Texas football team, and they're married to this day and have children. So I don't guess Sally and I did very good keeping our guys away from their team as we were looking at that. So that's one memory. And I think the other one probably for me is we are number one in the country in 08 at Texas, and we're playing Texas Tech, and we lose the game. So Al Groh, the coach at Virginia at that time, comes out to our bowl practice, and he watches us practice, and he spends a week with us. And I said, what do you think? And he said, I think you're going to get beat. And I said, why? And he said, because you're still talking about the Oklahoma game. You're still talking about the Texas Tech game. You're still mad that you didn't get the tiebreaker. And to win in a bowl game, it's the team that creates an edge. It's the team that's the freshest, and it's the team that wants to be there the most. And we're playing Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. And he said, Ohio State is going to be so excited about playing Texas, and you're still talking about the loss to Texas Tech. So you better wake up, and you better wake up immediately. And since that day, I've done nothing but talk about the team that's the freshest, the team that wants to be at the bowl the most, and the team that creates the edge is the one that wins. And that's what we've got to do between now and next week. And we've talked to our team about that constantly because he was right. And we won the game with 16 seconds left. If Al Groh had not come and woken us up, we would have still been talking about the things that didn't happen well instead of the things that should have happened well, and we would have lost the game. So, but if you just look at bowl games, who wants to be there is key. Who's the freshest, and who's got the most at stake to win? So Temple's 8-4. Rod Carey's done a great job. They're very much like they're coached a lot like NC State because Rod Carey was Dave Dorn's assistant at Northern Illinois. He took the job. He did a great job there. I called a game of his. I've called Temple games. They call them their theme is Temple Tough because they have their toughness and they've got great front seven on both sides. So it'll be a challenging game for us, but I've told our guys that we need to play the best we can play. And we still don't have our best game in the house yet. We've got one out there that's better than what we've played. We didn't play a whole game against NC State. We need to play the third quarter against NC State the whole game. And we need to finish the season that way, and that's what's so exciting. And that's why we need all of you in D.C. So enjoy Christmas. Get in the car. Head up to D.C. and come over to Annapolis, and let's show them a whole bunch of Carolina blue in there and show these guys how much we appreciate them giving us something to do after the last football game so we can have an extra one.
The team will arrive on Sunday, this Sunday, the 22nd, going to the National Zoo to see their light show, go to the African American History Museum, go to Nationals Park, a number of different activities planned for the team, as well as getting ready to beat Temple.
Yeah. Jones may be in trouble. Didn't Rick do a great job tonight? I mean, this guy. He did a super job. I don't care what everybody says.
Well, thank you, Coach. We're going to take one last break and then come back here to Top of the Hill. This is Mac Brown Live from Learfield IMG College.
We all have stories to tell. Let Pandora Jewelry help you tell your story with distinctive designs that represent what you love. Discover the pieces that fuel your passions, inspire self-expression, and spark creativity. So follow your own rules and get lost in the spirit of adventure. What do you love? Shop Pandora Jewelry now and discover the stories that make you, you.
Available at Reed's Jewelers and Reed's.com.
UNC Healthcare offers the kind of care that helps keep champions on top of their game. From collegiate quarterbacks to backyard receivers and everyone in between, our team is always here for you. We're bringing our A game to provide personalized care with great expertise, the latest innovation, and the utmost compassion. See our lineup at unchealthcare.org/sports.
My lucky number? 500. I have 500 songs in my workout playlist, and my college application essay was exactly 500 words. But now I have a new favorite 500, $500 tuition. In North Carolina, three universities charge just $500 tuition per semester for in-state students. That's right, $500 tuition per semester at three state universities. Learn more at affordableeducation.org. Affordable college for everyone. Produced with U.S. Ed Gear Up grant funds awarded to the UNC system. P334S120003.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sally, 44!
You can share a Coke when your team's up.
Red Poncho!
You can share a Coke when your team's down.
Happy Jolly!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Chili, chili, chili!
Or you can share a Coke when you're giving out your famous guacamole recipe in a completely packed stadium.
Cilantro, chopped onion, squeeze a lime, Roma tomato, hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. ACC basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM ACC Radio from hosts like Chris Spatola, Mike Jaminski, Bobby Kremins, and Seth Greenberg, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month for as long as you are a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/ACC Hoops.
We are back for our final segment of Mac Brown Live, the Military Bowl edition from Top of the Hill Restaurant. Two quick birthday shout-outs. Coach Brown's own Director of Football Communications and Branding, Jeremy Sharp, turns 30 today. And Pat Evans, an absolute legend in the town of Chapel Hill, turns 35 today. Happy birthday, Jeremy Sharp.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Pat Evans.
And they're both at least 30 and 35, right, Pat and Jeremy?
Coach, we've talked a lot already about just juggling everything at the bowl site. How do you manage getting the team ready to play, but also taking advantage of those extra practice opportunities you talked about to be a big springboard into next year?
What we do is we have the practices that are here in Chapel Hill be a lot like preseason or spring practice. They've been tough, and they've got four in a row. They'll practice tomorrow. They'll take off Wednesday so we can have signing date. And then we'll practice Thursday, Friday morning, let them go home for a day or so, and then we'll meet them at D.C. And when we get to D.C., the practices will be all about Temple, and they'll be a lot lighter because you make a mistake sometimes at the bowl game that they have all these functions that you talked about. So they're up, they're walking around, they're out of their routine, and these guys are young, so they don't take care of themselves. They're tired. And then they practice. So we need them to sleep. We need them to rest. So we will cut the practices back when we get there so we can be fresh in the fourth quarter on Friday afternoon.
Coach, you've already talked about Temple a good bit, and we're about out of time. But I do want to ask you, because Temple's good. They're 8-4 overall, 5-3 in the AAC. Beat Maryland, beat Georgia Tech, beat Memphis. What else you need to do to beat those Temple Owls?
Well, bowl games are much like opening games of the season. You haven't played in a couple of weeks, so ball security is essential, and a lot of times you haven't been hit, so there's more turnovers in bowl games. Tackling is like the opening game of the season. You haven't tackled much full speed, so you miss more tackles. Kicking game is crazy, so you've got to go back and not lose the game before you have a chance to win it.
It'll be the 34th time in Carolina football history that the Tar Heels are going bowling. We got one of the winningest bowl coaches in all of college football history. Coach Brown is 13-8 all time in bowl games, 3-2 at Carolina, 10-5 at Texas. Coach, it's been an honor. Thanks for letting me be part of your show.
Thank you, and thank you all so much for coming. Thank you very much.
On the Tar Heel Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, live from Top of the Hill, this has been the Military Bowl Preview Show, brought to you by Wells Fargo, official retail bank sponsor of Carolina Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Tar Heel Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.